Rebic, Rafa, tira, gol! Rafael Leão, oggi segna Leão, la mia giornata è iniziata così.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Semper Milan podcast. I'm your host Anthony Torgrud, joined by Madison today.
Yeah, second intro is the charm with Anthony. This week is the first time that we've... Oh no, never mind. We only have one loss. For some reason, I thought we had two. John.
Yeah, good to be back, guys.
Yeah, John's been out for a while, as everyone could see, though. Ollie's out this week, so he's been replaced. He actually is completely free and could be here. He just chose to go to a bar instead. So make sure everyone tweets him some hate. Yeah, he left me with responsibility, and I don't enjoy that. But we're here. We're happy. And yeah, we'll just dive right in because we have four games to cover. The first one being Porto, the one we're probably going to spend the least amount of time on because it's the least fun to talk about. We lost. Probably out of the Champions League at this point. Lost all three games so far in the group stage. This one was easily our worst performance. The other ones, it seemed like we might be able to get something out of it. This one, we weren't there. You know, we're missing a lot of players, and we have been for a while. But I don't really think that's an excuse for this game. I mean, we just looked awful, toothless. We had no metal. We weren't pushing for it at all. And yeah, it showed. Eventually they got us. They had a bit of a dodgy goal. It was a good goal. But there's a lot of protest for a foul on Bennacer right prior to it. I think we all kind of agree it was a foul, but I don't know. Well, back and forth.
I think we're a little biased.
Foul. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts?
I don't think either of them were looking at the ball when it happened. Or maybe Bennacer was, but whoever fouled him was not. But, I mean, you can't let one foul decide your fate. Like, you got to play better. So
it's a tough one, because if, say, for example, it were the other way around, then we'd be screaming that it's not a foul. It's a 50-50. Some days it goes your way, some days it don't. But we shouldn't be relying on a invalid goal to get a point out of Porto. That's not discrediting them, but the way that we've been playing this season, especially in the Champions League, because we gave Liverpool a good game and Atletico, we shouldn't have put in such a poor performance. And we can only use injuries so many times as an excuse as to why we're not giving good performances.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like you guys said, you can't let one moment of refereeing decision dictate if you're going to win, lose, or draw a game. You know, like, especially a game like this where we played poorly the entire time. I think their goal came in like the 67th minute. It was decently late in the game. So at that point, like, there's plenty of time to have A, gone ahead early, and B, to come back after they scored, and we weren't able to do that. So it was a loss. It was a bad one, but it is what it is. I mean, we deserve to lose. And who all was missing? We had Teo out, who just recovered, so he'll be back on Tuesday for Torino, thankfully. But Brahim's still out.
I think,
yeah, Kessie's out. Oh, he'll be back for Torino as well on Tuesday. And obviously the big one is Maignan. But yeah, I mean, those were most of our attacking outlets and our best goalkeeper, so you were always going to be under a lot of fire when you're missing all those players. Unfortunately, this just wasn't the game that we could get points out of. Should we move on? I mean, I don't really have much else to say about Porto there.
You guys think we're going to move on in the Champions League?
No, I think our Champions League scopes are
third.
I hope not, to be honest. I'd rather just get fourth at this point.
Yeah, saying like, it'd be nice to go to the Europa League, but I just think we've got the depth to go and win it, but just for our injury luck, I don't think it's worth even attempting to. Like, without all our injuries, we've definitely got the depth, but other than that.
Yeah, and we'll see.
It's worth it.
We'll see on Tuesday who's injured from the Bologna game. I mean, Samuel had to come off hurt. Some people were saying Tonali might have picked up a knock. I think he just got subbed because of the yellow card, but it looked like people were getting hurt left and right. You know, Rebic is still training individually, so and Balotelli got stamped pretty hard. We'll get to that later, but yeah. So our injury problem is just too bad, man. I don't think we should want to continue in the Champions League if we're not gonna go to the knockout stages. You know, West Ham just scored against Tottenham right now, so that's funny. They're already down.
I think the issue is, like, We also we don't want to crash out of the Champions League with 0 points because that's pretty embarrassing. But
yeah,
at this point, is it even? You're stuck, purely stuck. Does he go for it and try be respectable and risk burning players out just not to qualify anyway, or does he just admit defeat, lose the next three games, but keep it going in the league? It's hard.
I think really that at this level, you don't just like crash out.
I would imagine we're going to at least go all out for the next leg against Porto because, A, we played so embarrassing against them. B, it's at home. We want to put on a good show. I think we'll do really well against them in the return leg here. We'll have more players back. We could probably pick up the 3 points, and if that's the case, then push forward against Atleti and Liverpool, but I don't think we're beating either of them. I mean, we could beat Madrid. We show that it's possible, but I wouldn't count on it. If we get 6 points, then absolutely go all out and hope that we could beat Liverpool and maybe steal second place, but I don't think it's going to happen.
The thing is, I don't like see us beating Atleti or Liverpool without Maignan in net.
Exactly.
I don't see like Liverpool's front three and Atleti's front line. They can score for fun as it is, and it's no disrespect for Tata, but he's just not a Champions League goalkeeper. So that'd be worrying. And
I mean he's a really slow keeper. Like he's not going to be able to make the saves necessary. Like we saw how much Liverpool was attacking, you know, on us in the first leg. Like we would have conceded 6 or 7 in that first leg if Mignon wasn't in, and then we wouldn't even be talking about having a good performance. We'd be embarrassed by it. So. Yeah, I don't see us surviving, to be honest.
When we're against it, one of our biggest outlets is like the way we can quickly counter. And the guy behind that is Big Mike, who just gets the ball going so quickly from whether it's a goal kick, catching it from a corner, whatever. And without him, we haven't got a chance. I said pre-season that I'd be surprised if we got out of the Champions League group. So my expectations are where they are. Like, we've put in two good performances against Liverpool and Athletic that you can be happy with. It's just frustrating that we haven't got a point yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but also, like, this is our first season back in the Champions League. We need, like, 2 or 3 before the owners are going to really invest, you know? Because you can't just invest heavy after one season and then get fifth, you know? Like, then you're financially fucked. So,
yeah, I agree with that.
I think January transfer window against, like, if we by some miracle we got through or we end up going into the Europa League, then the management are gonna and the ownership, they're just gonna have to invest and go for the title, go for the Europa League, whatever. We can't be where we were last winter just with a couple of shitty loan signings and not going for it.
Yeah, I mean,
responsible.
We're technically in a worse table position than we were at this point last season, but we have more points than we did last season. It's just Napoli doing so well. So, I mean, I do think we've improved even with the crisis we've had, but yeah, you can't expect to get out of Champions League in your very first ever outing. You're not first ever, but you know, in like 7 or 8 years, however long it's been. So you look at Inter, they still haven't made it out, and this is their third season in a row, and they just won the Scudetto. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they make it out, then I guess that's the blueprint, you know, we're basically been like a season behind them each year. So maybe this is the year we actually get one up over them, but yeah, Champions League probably done. I think we're supposed to do tops and flops for the Porto game. Gian, I know you didn't get to see it all, so probably not the best topic for us to cover right now because I don't remember much of the game. I was at work. Betty, I think you were as well. So we're just going to skip that part. And on to Bologna review. We can talk about Bologna. So just get out of the way. Maddie, you finally get to say it. You want to just say who your flop was real quick?
I didn't even watch the game, but Ibrahimovic was absolutely a flop.
Yeah, no, he was the worst, and he still made it out with an assist and 2 goals technically, but one was an own goal. So yeah, Zlatan looked awful. He looked really bad, man. He was easily his worst game probably in his career, at least in my opinion, that I've ever seen. I was shocked. It was frustrating to watch, to be honest. You know, you expect at least something from him always, and it wasn't even there. He looked really bad. But to recap the game, 2-0 at half. Right after the first goal, Leao had an incredible goal. Zlatan actually assisted on that. So, and then it deflected off Gary Medel from like right on the edge of the box into the goal. It looked incredible. Leao was fantastic. We're happy. We're up 1-0. And then they get a red card. I forget the player's name. It was their left center back. They put a three at the back there. And yeah, so he was sent off. So we're like, all right, cool. Looking great. And then I don't remember the minute, but we got a second goal shortly thereafter. And yeah, 2-0 at half. We're all happy. We're doing great. So it's a good performance.
Someone in the chat said you can't stop us.
Who was that?
I think it was you.
What? That doesn't sound like me. That sounds like Ahmed. I don't know. Yeah. It could have been me. But yeah, second half starts. And Zlatan scores an own goal from a corner. So you know, that set the pace pretty well for the second half. And then shortly after that, we conceded again. I don't even remember how that goal came to be honest. And it was just yesterday. I should remember, but I don't. But so yeah, it was 2-2 at that point. Everyone's really confused. It was like the 55th minute. And then they got a second red card for a very, very clear stamp on Balotelli. So he was sent off, rightfully so, down to nine men. But with the way Zlatan was playing, it was like it was 10-10. And that was was really difficult for us. And yeah, and then all of a sudden, Bennacer gets one. I say all of a sudden, but it was like the 85th minute. Bennacer gets a great volley from outside the box to take the lead. And of course, in the 90th minute, Zlatan scores one and, you know, salvages his performance for another week. It was his first start, 40 years old, second goal in the league this season, and played the full 90. So there's going to be a lot of people that are going to spin that as a great performance. In fact, I'm sure all the metric websites say it was good just because of the goal and the assist. But yeah, he looked awful. He was really, really bad. I wanted him to come off. You know, I think everyone wanted him to be subbed off. The only reason he stayed on, I think, was because they were down two men and he was tall, definitely. Put Giroud on, also tall. And the idea was to just put crosses into the box, you know, get the ball in the area and do something. And I we didn't do that for a while, but then eventually we did. And Giroud had a great header that was saved. And that's when we realized, like, hey, maybe we just keep putting the ball in the area and we'll get it. And it eventually worked.
I think also he didn't come off because we didn't really have anyone else on the bench. Like, you look at our other attacking options and it with Danny Maldini. So you'd rather, even when Ibra's having a bad game, I think you'd still rather have him on when you're chasing, when you need a goal, sorry, than you would Maldini.
Yeah, and I get that.
Like that which is a must win. But credit to Zlatan, I was pretty pissed off with his performance, but it says a lot about him getting a goal and assist even when he's playing pad. That's what the top level players do, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Even on I mean, days. His mentality never breaks. I mean, he knows who he is, what he can do, and he's always going to be in until the last second, as we saw, 90th minute goal. So, yeah, I mean, like, if it was me playing on there and I'm having that game, I'd almost request to be subbed off. Like, I'm playing against the team at this point. Let's get me out of there. But, yeah, that's never something Zlatan's going to do. So, at least props to him for that, to pull through it. What do we think about our fatigue? Did we look tired? Is it the injuries? Is it the workload? What do you guys think?
I definitely think we look tired, and without making an excuse for it, but the injuries are taking its toll because now it's the same players having to play week in, week out, sometimes twice a week, full 90 minutes, and it will take its toll. So the international break needs to hurry up, but the only trouble with our players putting in such good performances, these players are now going to get called up for the national teams, and it's just going to be a vicious cycle until after Christmas when we get a little winter break, where the players can have a proper rest.
I think it's going to be after February, because in January we lose Bennacer and Kessié for AFCON. Yeah, it's going to be a rough run.
But Tonali, I feel like at the beginning of the season, I was way more worried about that month, but the way that Tonali's been playing will be fun.
Yeah, I think Tonali's been fantastic. Bakayoko still looking shaky. I mean, obviously he just came back from injury, so
his season's played like 40 minutes now. This season.
Yeah. So I'll cut him a little bit of a break, but he needs to step up.
He does, but then fair play to him yesterday. Like, he kind of created that Bennacer goal out of nothing. Like, the little dribble he did, taking it to the byline and then putting a dangerous ball in, which the defender had to clear. Like, he hasn't got, I'm not saying he deserves loads of credit for it, but he deserves a bit more than what he's got, because he did kind of just create that out of nothing.
Yeah, played a role. Yeah, I mean, look, we saw what he did his last stint with us. And he started shaky then, and then was fantastic the rest of the season. Granted, he hasn't had a good season since then, but you know, maybe it just he needs another half season to get going, and then he'll take off, and we'll be good in January.
Do we have him on a 2-year loan or 1-year loan?
2-year loan.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, Chelsea extended him for 2 years and then loaned him to us for 2 years. So he has three on his Chelsea. Yeah, it's a 2 year loan with option, I think. So it's,
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see if we take him up on that. I doubt we do. I think it's too high of a
It's
price, to be honest.
been 3 months. No, it's what, 15?
I don't
Right?
remember. I just know for a player with 1 year left on the contract, it's not the
Yeah.
Maldini way. They'll let him
We
rot.
cried at Lucas Bilia for 22 million, and he was actually a decent midfielder in Serie A at that point with Viola. So I don't know if Bakayoko at 15 is going to be worth it, but time will tell in 2 years. But I'd like to think we've moved past that, and Adli and Pobega are more important for us, that we don't need to renew
That's true. Pobega
Bakayoko.
scored a couple goals, didn't he, this weekend? I know he got at least one.
He scored one, but I think he scored two already this season. He's
That's
doing
what it
well.
is, yeah. And then Adli's, of course, killing it. And, Favre, whatever that guy's name.
Five. I don't know.
Favre. Yeah, sure. I don't know. Whatever his name is. He's killing it. He scored two. So, if we get him in January, that'd be nice. That'll help our right wing. Yeah, well, let's talk about the right wing because, Samu came on and had a great game to save us against Verona. And then he didn't do too hot against Porto, but he only played a little bit, right? Or did he start? I can't remember. Yeah,
No
I
idea.
guess.
No, he
Yeah.
didn't play against Potter. He's not in the.
Oh,
He's
that's
not in
right.
the
Yeah, he's
Champions
not even
League
in the
yet.
Champions League lineup. Yeah. But then he started this game and looked decent. Not great, not bad, but then got hurt and he came off. And then Salemakers has been, to be honest, pretty poor since his renewal. And I
Yeah, he
hate to see
has.
that, but it is what it
Like
is.
that kind of happens though. Like after players sign a new contract, they have a small dip.
Yeah,
I
that's.
think he's also had like a little injury in this since the season's begun, hasn't he? And fatigue might just be taking its toll with him, but he has been very poor,
Well, he's played just about
especially
every
last few
single
games.
game, so I mean, I
Yeah.
wouldn't be shocked if he just kind of needs a little break.
Do we have anyone who's played every minute of every game?
Not this season.
No.
I think the closest is Tomori. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure
Yeah, I'd
he's
say
up
he's probably
there.
the closest, but I don't think he has played every minute.
Yeah.
I think,
Normally
did
it's
he not?
Kessié, but
He would have if he didn't come off against Porto, I think. No. He
No,
started
because
every
there's been
game, I
games that
think.
we started Romagnoli over him.
Yeah,
I
but
thought
I
we
think it was
lost.
Romagnoli and Tomori. I don't think it's been
Yeah.
Romagnoli here yet.
No,
I
I
thought it
don't.
had. Maybe it
We
has. I don't
talked.
know. I'm sure someone in the comment section will tell us.
They'll correct us
Yeah. What
and
were you
start
saying, John?
yelling at us.
Like, can we talk about Kier? Because I haven't been impressed with him lately.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe I've just been. He set such a high standard, like, since he's joined,
Yeah.
and I feel like his performances have been a bit subpar. There were a couple of times yesterday where he were caught out of position and Bologna got him behind. I just don't know. I'm not thrilled about his performances.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fault him for this, but he did make a slide challenge and miss the ball, which led to Bologna's second goal for the equalizer. So, I guess you could be like, "Oh, you should have done better there." But his renewal is almost done. He should be renewed soon. In fact, I think we're renewing most all the veteran players at the moment. They should all be done by January, December. I think Kier, Romagnoli, and there was two other people that were in talks to be done by December. And then Kessie's still up in the air. We don't know what's going on with that, but
We'll see if
real quick before we
Romagnoli
move
renews as
on,
well.
I think he will. I think he will. Tops and flops. I know Matty, you already said Zlatan. I is a flop. I'm gonna say he's also a flop. Who's your flop, John?
I'm gonna say either Zlatan or Tonali. I don't think Tonali had that good of a game in the first
Yeah.
half.
I mean, he came off at halftime, so that alone tells you he
Yeah.
wasn't doing too hot.
I just it's I'll say Tonali just so it's a bit different than
Yeah,
Ibra, but
fair enough.
Ibra's probably there too.
Yeah. All right. Who's your guys' top?
I did not watch the game, so I will not partake in this part.
Fair enough.
Rafa, I think it's just pretty steady. Balotelli had quite a good game. Not fantastic, but he had a solid enough game. He wasn't horrendous like he has been the past few times he's played, but yeah, layout's probably my top.
Yeah, I will say Balotelli looked better. This was probably his best game. I'm still not sold on him. In fact, I'm still leaning against him. I just think he's our weakest link, and it's not fair to him, but Teo is so important and so powerful in the aspect of his game that, you know, when he's not there, you just notice it more than, say, a Kalulu for Calabria or someone else, you know? But
yeah,
go ahead.
This year with Toure, I don't think he's necessarily a bad player. I think we've just got such high expectations of Teo that he's never going to live up to them. So we automatically just diminish him before he's even started. A bit like we do with Tata, but he deserves it a lot more. But he doesn't even get a fair chance, doesn't Toure? Because we expect a goal from left back every other game or an assist, and he's just not that type of player.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't want to copy with Liao, but I think it is the Liao show. I mean, I said that pregame. I said it was going to be the Liao's Latin show, and it was Latin for the opposite reason, but Liao for good ones. I mean, his goal is fantastic. I don't care. He took a deflection. It was still incredible. He took the shot, so I'm going to count it for him. Oh, it was his, right? It wasn't an own goal. It counted?
No, it's being counted as his.
Okay, cool. All right. So that covers all of those games. The next one we have is the Torino preview. Let me just pull up Torino stats real quick. Their start of the season has been very Torino-esque. Nothing special, nothing bad. Yeah, they're in 12th on 11 points. 3 wins, 2 draws, 4 defeats. Only scored 12 goals, conceded 10. I mean, they haven't been a good side. They never have been.
But they've only conceded 10 goals.
Yeah. We've
only conceded 9.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Napoli's only conceded 3. But
yeah, it's pretty
good. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at, like, it's just because they don't score a lot of goals, you know? Because looking at it, 3 of their goals came against Genoa. They got a 1-0 win against Sassuolo and a 4-0 win against Salernitana. Anytime they played a real team, Lazio, Juve, Napoli, they've lost or drawn. So, and Atalanta. Yeah, I mean, Torino's not a threat. Belotti's their best player. He's not going to do much because he's probably leaving on a free at the end of the season. I think he'll come to us, to be honest. I just don't see anything that Torino's going to do to bother us. You know, I mean, the key player is Belotti. That's it. Do they have an injury crisis going on as well, or is that just us? I'm checking right now. Marco Piaca's out. Simone Verdi's out. Mandragora is out. And Saldi. I mean, those are probably their biggest players to have out, you know? But, yeah, I think Ivan Juric is a good coach. But I'm not worried about this at all. I think we're going to crush them, to be honest with you. Just to make it quick and simple, I think this will be a 3-0, 4-0 win. We're going to have Teo back. We're going to have Kessie back. Zlatan's not going to drop back-to-back stinkers. There's no way. We got Liao still. So I think it's actually going to be a walk in the park. Like last season, 7-0. This one won't be as good, but it'll be simple. I think we're going to crush them.
I don't know if we'll crush them. I think it's going to start out slow, but I think we'll come out on top. As long as Ibra's not playing.
I just don't trust us to keep a clean sheet. That is, at the moment, I really just don't trust us keeping one with Tata in net. No disrespect to him, but I feel like any kind of shot that goes towards goal, I'm worried about. Whereas before, with Magnan and, you know, the snake, you felt kind of comfortable. And, you know, and it takes something big to beat them. So I'd say 2-1, maybe 3-2. I think there'll be goals in the game.
I don't think we'll keep a clean sheet either, but I think it's going to be a 2-1 game, given how defense – I mean, if they've only conceded 10 goals, they clearly are doing something right on defense, you know. Yeah. But they're also not scoring, so.
Yeah, I'm like both of you guys said, Tata Rishanu guarantees 1 goal conceded a game. I mean, has he kept a clean sheet in his Milan career? I genuinely don't know. I'm sure someone will say he has. In fact, I think I've been yelled at because I said he had in the past, but most of the time he doesn't. I mean, you'll get the last 2 games or last 3 games, he's conceded 5 goals in 3 games here. The Roma game before that last season, he conceded 3. Like, I just don't think he's going to stop much. But I don't know. I just don't think Torino's that good. If he's going to get a clean sheet, it's this is the game for it, but I still want to count on it. So yeah, I'm going to go 3-1, 4-1. I don't think they're going to put a lot past us because I just don't think they're a good team. But it'll be, I don't know, there'll be goals, but most of them will be ours. And that's
I think we'll win 2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we think our 2-1. What do we think our lineup's going to be? Obviously, Tata and goal. And goal, and then Calabria, Tomori, Kier, Taylor will be back. Kessie will be back. Probably Benacer with them to keep Tonali since he's on the yellows. And then, do we think Samu's going to come back, or if he's hurt, give it back to Sally?
His Sally's post looked like he could be out for a while.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Well, his Instagram post said he'll be back stronger soon or something like that. So
okay.
I've got a feeling he could be out for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I think Lulu might start, give Calabria a rest, same with Romagnoli. I'm expecting him to start. I think I can see there being a few changes, but not masses.
Maybe that's Maldini true. It is midweek. Yeah, I think Maldini same will. Because Krunic started midweek, on the weekend. And we still don't have Brahim, so I think it'll be Maldini just to give him rest a bit. Because Krunic, Krunic came off. Krunic got subbed off, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there is. Game's in 2 days.
I mean, he could probably met the bench. I suppose it depends how well he's kept his fitness up.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we don't know. Was he asymptomatic or did he actually get sick? Okay. I think he was actually sick, right?
Asymptomatic means you're sick.
Well, asymptomatic means you don't have any symptoms. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're still sick.
Yes, but I'm saying like he's not beat up, fatigued. Like I was asymptomatic. Okay. I was fine. I went to the gym the day I was cleared. But you know, some people they get hurt. So yeah, I don't think Brahim will be back. I mean, he might heal tomorrow and then maybe get caught up, but I don't see it happening. I think he'll be out no matter what. And then left wing's going to be Liao. Rebic still out, so that's great. And then
4-1 Verona. Sorry.
Really? Wow. So Lazio's in
Simeone
the gutter.
Scored nice. Again.
A fourth goal. Jeez. Good for him.
He's for scored him. All four.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. I just saw
you're good. I think Zlatan's it'll probably be Giroud who starts.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just because Zlatan played the 90, but he'll probably come back on around the hour mark and look better or something. I don't know. We'll see. But we all sent our predictions there, so easy peasy. And then we have the weekend game, Roma. This one's going to be tough because Tata's still in goal, and Roma could actually attack.
But they've also looked – they haven't looked great. The past couple weeks. They also got destroyed midweek, 6-1.
That's very true. They did.
I always worry about a Mourinho side that's got a point to prove, or that that need to a big performance. Hopefully that comes today against Napoli. But if they lose to Napoli, then I think they'll be out for blood midweek and on the weekend, so I'm a bit worried about that game.
They have two games before players. Us. They have Napoli today, later, and then they have Cagliari midweek on Wednesday. Yeah.
Is that away or home?
Away.
Well, so that's traveling and all. No, fair enough.
Yeah, so we play at Roma, so that'll be tough. But I get that. A Mourinho side is definitely going to always have a chance, and I would hedge a bet that the Bodo goalkeeper is better than Tata Rushanu. So, I mean, I think we're in trouble there.
Will Rebic be back by then? Do we know?
It's tentative. So. He's still trained individually today, so I guess we'll find out later in the week.
At least he's training.
Yeah, so, that's true.
That's a good sign. I think if Rebic plays, we have a better chance at winning because him and Liao up top just like feed off each other.
Yeah, they have done really well this season. In fact, significantly better than our other
anyone else
goal scorers. Yeah, I think that it's going to be tough, but hopefully Brahim's back by then. And having Kessie and Teo back today, like that's a huge boost. That's so important for us. So I think we could pull it off, but it's one of those games where we're going to need three or four goals to win. Plain and simple. Yeah, there's no way we keep a clean sheet.
I suppose there's never a right time to get injuries, but if you look at our fixtures that we've had, we've kind of been fortunate the injuries have come now as opposed to next week where you've got Roma followed by Porto, then you've got the Derby. So if them players are coming back for them games, that's more of a boost for us as opposed to losing in them games. So,
right.
I guess that's a plus.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks that Mignon's going to still be out for the Derby. And that scares me, but it is what it is. We'll get to that next month, I guess. All right, predictions?
I'll say 2-2 draw.
1-1 or 2-1 Roma.
Let me take a look real quick at their. I mean, they've only conceded 9 goals, so their defense is solid. It's a Mourinho side, we know that. But then again, they also conceded 6 against Bodo, so maybe it's collapsing. But they scored 16. Jeez. It's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough. I'm going to say 2-2 or 3-2 us. If we could score goals, and I know we can, especially with the boys coming back. If Brahim's back, then I think we have a good chance at winning. Without him, it might be a little tough. I don't know what they're... So it's tough doing the games like the previews that are later, just because you don't know exactly like injury stuff like that. But just taking a look at their squad as far as their injuries, you see Chris Smalling's out, which isn't a big deal for anyone. Spinetzel is out, which is kind of like whatever. And yeah, the rest of their team's fit, so they're not gonna have any issues with their selection. They're gonna be able to field the best 11 that they can, and that scares me. So that's a toughie, boys, but we'll make it happen. Ollie said to cover rumors next, but I don't know what rumors are because he didn't tell me, and I woke up about 10 minutes before we started recording, so I didn't check. But what we can do is go to our listener questions, and hopefully we have some because we didn't have any questions when I checked at the beginning. So give me a second here. Let me pull it up. And all right, we got a decent amount. We'll get a couple. shout out to Bart because, Bart, you asked 5 of the 6 questions. So I appreciate you coming in clutch for us. I'm just going to read them all, and I haven't read any yet. So we'll see how it goes. But first question from at the Milan fan. Should Milan still try and make a run in the Champions League or completely give up on that and solely focus on Serie A? We actually covered that in pod, so I think you got your answer earlier there. But yeah, if we could pull out a win, then push forward. If not, just go for 4th. The terrible performance against Porto was due to Pioli having a trim squad or him and the players having inexperience in the Champions League? That's actually a good question. And yeah, I mean, we touched on it, but not directly. I think it was injuries, fatigue. I mean, the squad's inexperienced, but it's not like they can't do it. We saw how they could perform against Atletico and Liverpool. So
Liverpool.
Yeah, we have it in us. I think we were just exhausted. Yeah.
I mean, I think that the inexperience shows for sure. Mm-hmm. But like we were never going to make a run in the tournament.
Yeah. You know? And I think we all kind of thought that going into it anyways, you know, right. We thought getting out of the group stage would be impressive. And here we are kind of falling into what we thought was going to happen, which is not. It's just a question of, do we get 4th or do we get Europa League? I think. And if those are my options, I'd rather 4th.
Yeah, I think we like that option because it helped Inter last season. But from a business standpoint, they want Europa League because it's more.
Right. Money. Yeah.
I think the issue is we would have expected that Porto result more if we didn't put in such good performances against Liverpool and Atletico. Like, we know what we're capable of, and saying that we're inexperienced is fair enough. But to put in 2 great performances against arguably 2 of the best sides in Europe, to then putting in a disaster class against a Portuguese side, which no disrespect to them or anything, but it's still not Liverpool or Atletico. I think that's what is more annoying. And yeah, their injuries, you can maybe use an excuse to a certain extent, but the inexperience, I don't think you need experience to win football matches. You just need good performances, and we were lacking.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, at the start of the season when we saw the group, we all said if we could edge a result against Liverpool or Atletico, and then we get the 6 points against Porto, I mean, we all thought we were going to get 6 points against Porto, or at least push for it and make it close. I mean, I guess a 1-0 loss is a close game, but the performance was not enough to say it was close or anything like that. So,
right.
Yeah. Next question. This one's also from Bart Still. Pioli still hasn't figured out on whom to replace Brahim with when he's unavailable. Who do you think should he try in that role? The option used till now were ineffective. I mean, the problem is he's used every option that he has. Krunic and Maldini. It's one or the other. So I think we got
to try Tonali there.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see Tonali there, or even Alexis in that number 10 role. Mm-hmm. Because he's a fairly decent passer of the ball, and his work rate's up there to be good enough to fill that role. It's maybe just his creativity that's lacking a bit, but I think he's got more creativity than someone like Krunic has. No disrespect to Radé, but I'd be interested to see him there.
Start Drew up Rebic top there. With Rebic in the middle.
Yeah. Now, I'm probably going to get shit on for this one, but what do you guys think about Zlatan being in the 10? I know he's slow, but, I mean, he's still... Okay, no one wants to
do
hear
you
about
want
it.
Him to get injured?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think he's still the most creative player that we have as far as like what he could do.
Yeah,
just
but that
pull something
work
out of nothing
is way above I his think grade right now.
Yeah, that's
he's
probably
got
true.
The footballing brain to do it, but I just don't think his legs have got it in him anymore. I think he's just better off doing what he's doing, just roaming around the pitch.
Well, the main reason I suggested is, I mean, we see him drop back. He's playing so much deeper. He is creating more. So if we just establish him there, and then we could do the Rebic Leao up top, or we do Giroud up top, like then at least on set pieces, we have two really big, tall, strong strikers in the box already. You know, I think it might be worth looking into, but it's not the solution. At least until January, and we have a chance to get someone else in. Because I think we're realizing that we do need another person, that if Brahim goes down, we're in a tough spot, and we're seeing that right now. Alrighty, after that, and this one's about Zlatan, so that's funny. After watching how ineffective Zlatan was against Bologna, misplaced passes, lazy runs, not fighting for the ball, etc., how should Pioli deploy him to get the most out of him? Oh, that's kind of what we just actually were talking about. I mean, you deploy him as striker. I know I just made an argument for not, but that's where you put him. That's nothing you could do, you know?
Right.
Throw him up top, and everyone's allowed a stinker. He's played, you know, almost 1,000 games in his career. He's allowed a stinker, but he has more good games than bad.
The way that we play just isn't suited for him anymore. Like, we need young, not necessarily young, just fast footballers to execute the press, players that can run in behind for the through balls. Like Zlatan, his pace is getting slower and slower as match days go on. And that's no fault of his own. He's just getting older now. So I think you've just got to deploy him in the big games where you maybe just need a bit of hold-up play, or if you're chasing a goal, just put him in the box and pump the ball into him. I think it's hard to justify starting him now.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, like, last season, how he played, he was a lot faster, a lot more active. Like, he was making runs. And this season, granted, we've seen him in one start and three games total for a combined, like, 85 minutes, you know? So, I don't know. But he's not playing the same way. He's sitting back more. He's slower. He's not moving as much. And maybe that's still he's just recovering from injury, or he's a bit tentative because of his injury. But I don't know. I think we'll see more from him later on in the season. I think we'll get at least remotely back to form. But we're never going to get
this
Zlatan of old
standard.
I hope not.
I think our best front three is Salah, Diaz, Leao, and Rebic. And going forward, that should be our best four, sorry.
Yeah.
That should be who it is. And that's, we play our best football with them four on the pitch, because they can all kind of move over across the four positions. They can swap with each other. Mm-hmm. It's probably the best football that we play when they're on the pitch. And no disrespect to Ibra or Giroud, but our football isn't as good to watch or as effective when one of them two was starting.
Yeah, I mean, we had a strike partnership yesterday with a combined age of 75. Like, that should never be a stat in any game, you know? Like, it's ridiculous, but it's where we're at. So, we need a new striker in January, not to replace Ibra, but to replace him when he's gone, you know. I think he's still going to be playing a big role this season at the very least. And I think there were talks of a renewal. I don't know if that's the right thing, and I think he could kind of see that as well, especially if he gets hurt again this season. But yeah, we need a new striker for next year at the very least, and we should do that in January. All right, next one. How concerning is it that Milan's levels drop dramatically when 2 to 3 starters are unavailable, meaning the depth on the bench is not good enough? The problem is the depth on the bench is also hurt. So now we're getting into what we had last season, which was the no depth players, the players that aren't very good. Those are the ones that are playing right now because our depth is hurt and our starters are hurt. And the positions that are getting hurt, Brahim, Teo, those are positions that our depth is a little thin on, and they're just some of the most important, most critical players on our team. Without Teo, Balotelli is not going to play the same. There's no other left back in the world that's playing the way Teo does, and our system is so reliant on his runs that it's always going to be a glaring hole. Same with Brahim. We don't have another like set in stone playmaker to take that role besides Maldini, who's no disrespect to him, but he's 20 and he's had like 4 games in his career. You know, he's not going to be able to do what Brahim does. And Krunic, he could be shoehorned in there and he could do a job, but that's not his natural position. He's not going to do what he could do there. So yeah, I mean, we do need more depth, but I don't know. I think the way to go about depth is to try and get someone that's on par as your starters or better than. That way, you're not replacing depth with more kind of whatever players. You're replacing starters with more starters, and then you have multiple starters, you know, and you have a better team.
I think any team, even with the best depth, when you lose 4 or 5 key players, not starters, like key players as in Maignan, Kessié, Théo, Brahim, you're always going to struggle. Like, even if you have got good players capable of starting matches on the bench, when you take away your stars, that is when you struggle in football. And that's what's happened. It's not like we've just lost, you know, Calabria and we can replace him with someone as good as or just a bit under with Kalulu. Like, these are the players that change the matches for us. And when you take that out of any team, they struggle.
Anything you want to add, Benny?
No, he's completely right.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much else to say besides that. All right, this is the only other question we have, and it's the only one not by Bart. So shout out, Bart. You carried this section. This one is from the Magnifico 5. I'll be honest, I don't quite understand what is being asked. Said Milan Michael Jackson wake up from the dead when Balotelli finally finds a cross question mark.
Read that again.
Milan Michael Jackson wake up from the dead when Balotelli finally finds a cross. I think he's
That a
just
statement or a question?
I mean, there's a question mark at the end. I think he's just kind of saying like we all looked dead, we weren't doing anything, and then finally Balotelli found a cross and we looked a bit better. And I guess that's true. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think Balotelli was that great, but John said he was for the most part. You know, he did have some involvement in the goals, so it's not the craziest thing. Yeah, it's important, I guess. I don't know, and I apologize. I'm probably not understanding the question very well, but
I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, I don't
but
understand it. Sorry.
yeah,
He brought up Michael Jackson.
yeah. I think he was just making a joke,
Okay.
but yeah. Let me just double check real quick, make sure I'll refresh and see if we got anything else. And no, that was all the questions. I apologize. I didn't put the question tweet out soon enough, I guess. I waited a little too late. But yeah,
Can we get Oliver back?
get the real host. Yeah, he should be back next week. I don't know. Our schedule seems to be changing a lot lately, but we will figure something out soon.
Where do
Closing
you
thoughts,
think
anyone?
we are going to be by the winter break in the league?
Let me just take a quick because our last we have Roma, we have the Derby, Who else do we play? Fiorentina. We don't have, well, I guess we have Napoli late December. That Nap.
I think in the winter we're going to be in second place still.
You think so?
Yeah.
It depends, I guess, on other results, to be honest with you, because I don't think we're going to beat Inter in current form. Not with Mignon out.
No, and but I like that game is always a little crazy.
Yeah, form, but I just...
Form goes out the window in the derby.
But unfortunately, so does Tata Rusanu. He's just not good enough.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be our biggest hindrance going forward. But depending on how Inter do outside of that game against us, depending on Napoli do outside of their game against us, I think we could be second or third. Maybe first if we could pull some crazy stuff off. Maybe Mike gets back sooner than expected. I don't know. But yeah, I'm thinking second or third. Maddie, what do you think?
I said second.
Oh, you did? Okay. John, what do you think?
Third.
Yeah.
I think without Mignon, it's going to be really tough.
Yeah, once he gets back, we'll be in good shape. It's tough because right after, this is the first season that the second half of the season doesn't mirror the first half. So we actually play Roma immediately in January again to start off the second half of the season. So that's going to be rough if we still have injuries, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think that covers everything. We good?
You're the host.
Well, I'm just asking if you guys have anything else you want. All right, I guess we're good then. So thank you guys for listening. I've been your host, Anthony Torgard. My Twitter name's right there. You can see it. Torgard45. Maddie, sign off.
Right there.
And Gian?
Yeah, pleasure to be back. I'll see you all soon.
Yeah, good to have you back. Thanks for joining us. You've been out for a while, but hopefully the first of many to return. Yeah, thanks everyone for joining. We'll catch you in.
Ante, ecco l'anteante in area di rigore, anteante, Ibra, gol! Vediamo se è buono, ce lo da buono, ce lo da buono, ce lo da buono!